Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's a good friend of ours, longtime Braintrust member, author of A World Gone Social, CEO and founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift, co-founder of Forward Heroes, and that tells you he's a pretty busy guy, and he's one of our social media experts, one of our online experts, one of our community building experts. Mark, welcome back.
Well, always a pleasure to be here with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. We always get smarter when you join us. So what do you see? Look out across the landscape, across the new year, and tell us what you see for social media. The good, the bad, the ugly, Mark.
Well, let's reverse trends and start with the bad. Because here's our reality in 2018. We're getting oversaturated with noise. We're getting pounded by messaging.
Too much noise and less signal, right?
Right. Right, and we're definitely starting to see social media fatigue. Even some of my colleagues who live and breathe social media are taking a step back and asking themselves, am I really adding value? And that's the key is, you know, there's so many positives too. The reality is that we have all these resources available to us. Social media continues to be a great way to connect with our customers, but they're just getting tired of the noise. So, you know, how do we break through that? Well, you know, there's all kinds of trends in social media that'll take off from the consumer point of view. AI, you already mentioned, augmented reality, virtual reality, all of those things will help from a consumer point of view. But we still need to connect one-on-one, human to human, and that's our challenge. That's our big challenge, especially as the social media platforms start to realize how important privacy is to their members, to their users, to their subscribers.
Are we getting to that point there? And we may talk more about that in the next segment. But is that getting to a critical mass place where people are realizing, okay, I've given up a lot. Am I willing to give up more just for the convenience,
right.
just for the handy stuff, just for the fun stuff? You think people are starting to blink a little bit?
Yes, I know they are. And there's so many reasons: the noise, the privacy issues, the time suck issues.
I started blinking 20 years ago.
Yeah, there you go. Well, here's what we know that because of the noise and because of what consumers are considering to be a lack of effort by the major social media platforms to protect their privacy, we're going to start seeing a lot more third-party filters and a lot more privacy apps that are going to protect us from all that noise and eliminate some of that time suck.
But is that going to make it more difficult for businesses?
Well, it is. At least those businesses using social media as we have been for the last decade.
So it's going to be like a double opt-in type of thing with email marketing, isn't it?
Well, it's going that direction, yes. But I don't want your listeners to be scared. The key to all of this is to cut through the noise by creating one-on-one relationships through social media, human-to-human relationships. If we can get on live stream.
So what you're saying is it's all coming back around to the fundamental, to the original. You know, I've been saying for a long time, Mark, that social media that face to face is the original social media.
Well, think about just the phrase social media, Jim, and you and I have talked about this before. Social media for a time couldn't have been any less social.
It was just
blasting noise at people. There were no real connections being made, and it is coming full circle. And our customers and our friends and our colleagues, they want to know that we're real. They want to know that we care, and that's the differentiator for small business.
Are you are, Are we moving toward a time when social media is the tool and not the steak, or I should say it's the steak and not the sizzle, where it's the tool and not the billboard glaring things at us? It's just really we settle down, sort of like websites. Remember back in the 90s when surfing was something you did, and now we don't surf. We go where we need to go, and we get what we want, and we go away.
Well, you couldn't have put it any better, Jim. Social media has gotten to the point where e-commerce wins. It used to be we would go to the mall, and some of us would know exactly what we wanted, and we would go in and buy it and walk back out.
Right.
But some of
those are the guys.
Right. Some of the rest of us would go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The mall was an event. The mall was entertainment. Right. And the internet was certainly like that for a long time, but now it has come full circle, and people are more targeted. They are more careful about how they spend their time.
Well, and so what does this mean in terms of strategy for a small business? What does this mean?
It means we have to be more social on social media. We have to use social media as a way to develop mutually beneficial relationships. And rather than, and that can take many forms, Jim, rather than talk at people, talk with them. Rather than write a blog, go live on Facebook or use any of the other live streaming videos available to us. Just go be yourself, be human, and be real, and earn that respect that it takes to build a great relationship.
Here's something that I've said and written that people have told me meant something to them. Contribute first, contract second.
Well,
that's what you're talking about, isn't it? Contribute first by being face to face, so to speak, virtually or physically, whatever, one on one, as you say, by being something, doing something that's relevant to your customers, that means something to them, that transcends the transaction, right?
Right. Well, and by the way, that isn't just for business. That's for all of us, right? Look how many trolls are out there on social media, and some might even say our own president might fall into this category. They're not trying to build relationships. They just want to be heard.
Yeah. Well, hold on to that thought. We're right back with Mark Babbitt, 20 after. The book is called A World Gone Social. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.